Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
All right, on this episode of Tuna in a Rider, we're going to talk about Buck and my romantic vacation to El Nido, a.k.a. the CF Moto 450 MT Global Launch.
Ah, thanks, thanks.
Ako lobat na ako. Dapat Feb 14. And we're going to talk about the real story for me is how paano nagkaroon ng global launch ng isang major global brand in the Philippines.
Naka-high-chair ka na.
And, oh nga, normal height ka na, Inigo. Oh, magpakilala na kayo, starting with Inigo.
Dapat si Inigo yata
lahat
may table.
Lahat ng mga to, tunay na, certified tunay na rider.
Hi, I'm Inigo.
Pitch mo naman.
I'm Inigo from Grit.
Oh, wait, si Inigo, okay. Inigo and I were on the same boat. Not literal boat, pero we were invited to go to the launch, pero we weren't supposed to ride.
Yeah, so actually...
Pero sobrang bait ni Camille at ni Joanne. Nakaka-ride kami.
Yes.
So,
really. Inom, tsaka island hopping!
At saka, ilan baksak ng motor?
Too many to mention.
Sa sobrang dami, sa sobrang daming baksak, binili mo yung motor.
Same bike.
Nakakahiya. All right, next. Ma'am COO.
Hindi naman baksak. Hi, I'm Joanne. Again.
Again.
For the fourth time.
Dapat may ano na tayo. Dapat may, alam mo yung sa Saturday Night Live, meron yung kung naka-host ka ng 5 times, may special jacket ka.
Oh, tapos
dapat may ano.
Meron akong special medal.
I think the tie for most number of times on the show, yung top two natin,
sino?
Is, or top three, Gino, Mark, and Joanne.
Si Mel.
And Coach Mel, yung mga onga, ito yung mga
dito tayo, diba? Yung ano, yung
oh, nakailan beses ka na?
Halos yung unang-unang podcast sa
oh, oh,
ano, sa Mandaluyong. Ito, may tumalo dapat diyan.
Nakailan ka na, Coach?
Ako, too many to mention. Parang buhal lang ni Inigo yun.
Nakadalawang birthday na si Coach Mel dito.
Tapos, alam mo, ba't kayo nakaride nun?
Mm.
May tumawag sa akin,
oh, oh,
si Ma'am Camille.
Oh.
Sabi niya, tingin mo kaya mag-ride? Ako, kaya mag-ride. Kaya na kayo nakaride.
Ah, kasi si Coach Mel, siya yung coach namin. So, kung... Anyway, so going back. So, see, we've got the COO, yung pinaka-hardcore rider sa Motostrada. And then...
Ilang time Ironman finisher?
Oh.
Diba? Pagka, hindi pa hardcore apat? Yun. Di,
tatlo.
Ngayon niya.
And then,
ako na una.
Okay, so ito, I was telling Joanne earlier na this is probably one of the most biased episodes Tunay na Rider has ever done. Hindi kami journalista, tao po kami. And mga kaibigan po namin to. And grabe, I have to say, bullshit, no bullshit, Coach Mel. Hindi ka ng one of the best coaches in the Philippines. Dahil sa global CF Moto 450 MT launch, doon ko nakita na export quality ka, Coach Mel. Pang international. Grabe. As in, if you guys were there, you could see Coach Mel. Lahat ng mga riders from all over the world na journalist, they were all listening to Coach Mel. Na papa, yeah, diba?
Pasunod niya yung European sa iyo.
Oo, ang galing. So we've got the Coach Mel.
Yeah, good evening po. Tunay na rider. Yan. Ako po si Mel, Coach Mel. Meron na po ang underwear ng tunay na rider.
Yan, certified.
At meron na rin akong bidet. Yan.
Kompleto.
Meron na, di ba? O, tapos.
Gamit ko ng Iron Man.
Hinihintay na lang namin yung
ano yung next?
Jacket. Yan, good evening po sa inyo lahat.
Next.
Oo, nag-iisip pa kami kung anong bagay sa bidet at saka underwear. Open kami.
Bakla ba para hindi ka makilala habang nag
Okay, and then of course we have
the other COO.
The other COO, si Camille. Now, grabe. How many months were you working on this?
Less than three months.
Mm. And ang gugulo na. Obviously, dito lang sa show. Ocha, everybody was late. Ang gulo-gulo ng ano. Just for this show. Can you imagine this multiplied by 300? Right? Booking rooms. Mga VIP ako. Ang dami kong special requests, di ba? And lalo na, again, you multiply it by lahat ng mga, ay, ako, content creator ako ng tunay na rider. Kailangan ganito yung ano ko, kailangan may ganyan ako, di ba? And Camille did the thankless job of just making it all happen. So, ako, naiyak ako sa, honestly, like again, biased episode. So, we've got Camille.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us. Mukha kong kukunin ni Lord.
Kasi kanina sa akin yan. Sabi hinaalis
Zeke, pat sa iyo.
Kaya pala.
Pakihina rin yung audio. Yung light ni Camille. Sabi halo siya.
Mamaya lulutang na yan.
Oo.
Okay, so this is the second part of the episode. This is the second part of our CF Moto 450 MT launch series.
Great Expectations.
Yung Great Expectations. Yung unang video namin was with John. Because si John nag-research eh. And he's ridden all of the 450s. So talaga nagulat. Swerte kami ni Buck na wala kaming alam, wala kaming research, wala kaming preparation. At least si John.
As usual.
As usual. Si John was able to save our ass. And now we get to talk to John about ano yung experience, di ba? Hindi na expectation, reality na. John.
Do I have to talk about it now?
No.
Okay. Hello, everyone. John Mendoza from C Magazine.
Yon. And then, ito, hindi ko in-invite si...
Hindi ko nga alam ba't nandito to eh.
Si Inigo kasi, alam mo siya yung tipong, uy, pare, magbanyo tayo. Yung ganon, gusto may kasama.
Seryoso.
Pare, patingin nga.
Oh, Inigo, introduce mo si Aaron. Oh, yun, yun.
Mike. This is Aaron Palabyab, upcoming adventure reviewer.
Yun. Nasabi ni Inigo, this guy knows more than me.
He has a lot better things to share.
Uh-oh.
It is experience also as an upcoming adventure rider and at the same time using adventure bikes from a point of view na market talaga na itong 450 MT. So,
yeah. All right. Aaron.
Yeah, ayun. So, thanks for letting me, you know, mixing it. Thanks for the invite. Yeah, so yun talaga, as I said, in my review, I'm really kind of like on the target market. Di ako matangkad. I'm relatively inexperienced sa adventure riding. And also had like a really great experience. Thank you for inviting me. Well, so actually dito, they tried to invite me to several CF Moto events before this. And laging hindi ako makapunta. Talagang laging may conflict. This was the first one na tiempo. And sakto din, it was right after FJ. And so yung outlook ko is talagang naging towards adventure na. So,
FJ.
Yeah, I mean like, no, right after FJ siya nangyari.
Wow.
So, iba talaga, after going through FJ, nagbago talaga yung perspective ko and I was prepared to really have a great experience with the bike.
Now, the only reason I don't trust him. No.
Madaldal pala to.
Paano ka maging adventure rider? Walang balbas. Diba?
Kasi Inigo legit.
Si Inigo legit. Si Buck pinipilit. Pero meron.
Diba? May konti.
Wala, kailangan mo paano.
Pwede ito mag-podcast. Madaldal eh.
Oh, yan. Perfect. And of course, in the first episode, si Buck, to see is to believe eh. Ah, ba't unicorn yan? Yung mga ganun yung mga tanong mo, Buck, diba? Yung mga... Parang, puro kwento-kwento, mga spec. We need to ride it before we can come to a conclusion. And that was the output of the last episode, tama ba?
Oh,
na-ride mo na? Ano?
Ako na mag-explain lahat?
Oh, game.
Mawawalan tayo ng show niyan.
Alright. Okay, so, sige, since nandito na si John, take it away.
Alright. Huwag na tayo magsalita, makinig na lang tayo.
Takain muna kami, ha?
Okay, so, actually, let's start with Coach Mel. No, let's start with Coach Mel.
Hi ka muna kay Negro daw.
Hello, Negro. Siyempre, si Ate Vin. Hi po. Nandiyan lang sa labas. Si Tristan. Papi, nasan ka na? Ayan, bashful. Ayan. At saka si Maki.
Dito yan eh.
Yeah, si Maki dapat ko na.
Oo nga, Maki, ba't wala ka dito?
Nasa sukat daw. Hahabol daw siya.
Oo, hahabol. Okay.
Ano yung question ko yan?
Okay, Coach Mel.
Yes.
We can talk about, I mean, ang dami mong ginawa doon sa ano. You were the head coach, right? Is it coach or were you the head guide? Ano ba yung role mo doon?
Well, actually, ano eh, kailangan namin ng mga mag-guide sa mga riders. Hindi naman technically coach dapat.
Mm-hmm.
Pero marshal, yung parang marshal na kayang makipag-usap doon sa mga i-guide namin. Ibig sabihin, may alam sa gagawin. Alam mo yun? Yung mga parang yung nagsalita ako, lahat sila nakikinig. Mm. Actually, iniintindi nila yung sinasabi ko. Tinatry lang i-figure out kung ano yung lumalabas sa bibig ko na kaya nakasayin sila lahat. Well, anyways. Yun, so I was tasked by Ma'am Joanne and Ma'am Camille na magbuo ng team na hahatiin sa apat, o nung una, lima pa eh, no? Pero buti na lang naging apat. So, dinevise namin yung may lead rider, merong middle rider, tsaka yung tail gunner, which is yung nasa likuran. So I chose the people the which is most of them are coaches na nakita ko na kailangan may safety in mind. Kasi hindi basta-basta riders tong darating eh. They were media riders also. So we got the services or the help of Dale Diaz, sina Kuya Tom. So nung pagdating namin doon, binigyan ko na lang ng tasking yung mga boys natin kung ano yung mga gagawin, which is sina Kuya Pautural, kasama rin natin, the coaches of Clyde, and the MRSP coaches.
So, sandali ah, you said Pautural.
Mm.
Zeke, may pinadala daw si Pau para sa atin? Nandyan na ba? May special gift si Pao eh.
Ayan.
Wala pa?
Wala pa.
Okay, okay. On the way. Thank you, Pao, whatever that is. No, okay. So, did you have any ano in the planning of the route?
Yeah. Yung una, syempre, marami kaming pinuntahan muna ng route. Hindi lang sa El Nido. May mga pinuntahan pa kaming area kung saan tinitignan namin kung okay siyang daanan, especially the bike itself, kung pang dun ba talaga siya, or technical ba, or masyado bang maluwag. So hanggang sa napag-decidean ng Lou family na dali na sa El Nido. And then from there, na-meet natin yung mga lakwatseros, sila Drexid, at naikot din natin yung area. Hanggang sa doon na nagsimula yung planning na eto maganda rito na ikutan namin lahat 'yon.
Okay, so how did you design the route with the bike in mind? Like did you test out the bike muna? Ano yung let's talk about the bike muna before going into the behind the scenes of
well, yung motor kasi wala pa talaga siya eh. Ano eh, everything is ano eh, parang last 3 seconds, last 2 minutes. So inikutan muna namin sila using a different bike. We tried parang ginagawa namin sa FJ, pag-i-enduro muna kami. Then after nun, dadalhin namin yung mga adventure bike. Then pagdating doon, ano eh, talagang yung route kasi it's the locals who are the ones who, ano, who facilitate.
Nagbudol.
Nagbudol sa amin. Pagka nahirapan ako, sabi ko sa kanila, ito lang sasabihin ko sa kanila, pag nahirapan ako, ibig sabihin, mahihirapan yung iba. Kasi kung nahirapan na ako, lalo na siguro yung ibang rider. So parang i-gine-gage ko yung sarili ko na beginner rider ako. So hindi ko ginagamit yung skills na meron ako basta sasagasa ako titingnan ko kung aabot o hindi. So it's them actually the ones o yung mga taga-Lakwatseros, mga taga-El Nido, yung talagang gumawa ng route. And then pinakita lang sa amin na o pwede rito o gusto nyo ba rito. So ako lang yung parang sige huwag na natin dalhin dito medyo technical. Dito natin dalhin. So yun.
May sinasabi si Tristan.
Si Tristan. Ayan. Ano yun? Andito ako.
Si Alex muna.
Ayun. Ayun. So, after nun, nag-CLX naman kami. So, una, enduro, tapos CLX. Ayan. Tristan, alika nga dito, punta nga dito. Ayan. Di naman mahirap yung route, yung ikot ng Mandaluyong. O nga. Eh, Elma.
Ano? Ayun. Coach, halo-halo na.
Nahalo eh. Sorry.
Oh, sandali. Okay.
Ayan. Nalilito ako. Ayoko nga panuorin. Ate, joke lang. So, yun.
Let's ask the guys who were really excited to try the bike. Yeah. What were the things you were looking forward to trying in the 450 MT? Ikaw, John.
Ako, I was really... Ako, inaano ko talaga yung weight eh.
Yung gaan.
Oo, oh, kung gaano siya kagaan. If it will live up to the hype. Kasi sinasabi nga natin, it's the best compromise between road and off-road. And pagka kasi... yun, mabigat. Ang hirap sa off-road, di ba? Eh, mostly, yung mga adventure bikes na available sa market, medyo mabigat talaga sila. Hindi talaga sila pang off-road, eh. Most of them are big touring bikes. Tanggapin na natin, di ba? Pag dinala mo ng medyo mahirap-hirap na off-road, talaga pag bumuwal yan, ang hirap itayo. So, I was really expecting a light bike.
So, how many times did you actively drop the bike to test the weight?
So I dropped the bike 3 times in level 3.
Yeah, sa Facebook yun eh.
Oo, pinost ko na. Para wala lang ano.
Para ito na.
Hindi ka nahirapan picking it up.
Well, because the first time kasi nung tinayo ko, it was off nasa ano eh, uphill na siko, tas off camp, syempre off camber. Mabigat. Pero if you compare it to other bikes, siguro kung ibang bike yun nandoon, hindi namin na itayo yun.
Yun. All right.
We also did a test, si Brando and I, when we were resting. Off camber, hiniga ni Brando yung motor and he picked it up by him.
Alam mo, si Brando, parang hindi marunong gumamit ng side stand eh. Parang yung unit na nasa kanya, parang, ay may side stand pala. Kasi lahat ng sa Sanvic, nag-ride tayo, di ba? Doon sa viewpoint. Hiniga niya, inupuan niya. Lahat ng photo ni Brando,
nakahiga
yung bike. Well, gently naman, gently. Pero...
So, for you guys who are expecting a 450, kasi pag sinabi yung 450, usually production bike, it's not as light as a production bike. Let's not forget that this is an adventure bike. So, for that category, for an adventure bike, it is light. di ba? Pag hinilera mo siya doon sa mga bikes na yun.
At 173 kilos.
175 kilos.
75 kilos.
So that would amount to maybe more or less 190. Fully curb
with gas.
Yeah, with gas and everything.
Ang laki ng tank.
Yeah. But it carries its weight pretty well. Hindi ko siya naramdaman. While you're riding it, ang gaang eh. Ang gaang nung bike. Hindi mo mararamdaman yung 190 kilos na yun. And if you compare it, like I said, to other bikes, other adventure bikes that are bigger, malayo yung weight na yun. And doon naman sa segment na yan, na merong mga ibang bikes na ganyan ding kagaan, at saka nandoon sa same displacement, although magaan sila, mas madali rin sila off-road, but when it comes to the highway, that's the big difference eh. Kasi most of them are singles, like the old Himalayan, for example. Pagka nag-highway ka na, hirap na yung bike sumabay sa 100. Unlike with this bike, subok na natin yung makina niyan eh. Actually, yung NK, napatakbo ko ng 187 sa NLEX eh. It's the same engine.
Sa track.
I brought the SR also doon.
Sabi ni Don Joseph, light lang yung bike, yung hangover po ang hard.
So, ayun. Yung power niya.
Next week, oo.
yung power niya, saktong-sakto siya. Sa off-road tsaka sa on-road, andun yung magandang compromise. So that's what I was really expecting about the bike. And it ticked all the boxes, I would say.
Oh, yun. Ikaw, Aaron?
Either.
Aaron.
Actually, yun talaga. Kasi coming into this nga, I originally, ang unang big bike sa Pilipinas, yung Himalayan 411.
Ah, okay.
Within three
Perfect.
Months, binenta ko siya.
Bakit?
Kasi masyado mabagal. Eh, yung mga ka-ride ko, medyo mabilis. So sabi ko, fine, give up ko na rin yung adventure bike lifestyle. Kasi walang bike, nothing checked all the boxes. Kumbaga, I gave up doing adventure. Kasi essentially, walang bike for me that could live up to yung gusto kong gawin. And so yung expectation ko is that yung 450 would potentially be that bike. And I have to say, like yung talaga sa first impressions, it's all of that and more essentially. Kasi aside from nandun nga yung power, nandun yung tractability, and yung feeling of lightness, na hindi ko rin ma-explain actually. So, hindi ko ma-explain kung bakit ang gaano ang pakiramdam niya. Kasi 193 kilos. Yun yung laging argument online. Dami nagsabi, that's just lighter than a T7. May ganun. Pero hindi ganun yung pakiramdam. Kung bagay yung balance niya, it carries its weight
siya,
very well.
Hindi siya top heavy. Unlike ilan yung T7, pag natumba mo yun, paano mo itatayo? Sobrang
bigla. O kaya, call a friend.
Ito matatayo mo mag-isa.
Si Buck yung pinaka-critical. Kasi si Buck is an enduro adventure team trained and certified coach sa Germany. So lahat ng motor na try na niya. Lahat ng mga, marunong ka ba gumamit ng mic?
Yan.
So si Buck was the one na, alam mo, I'm not gonna listen, I'm not gonna believe anything that came out until I try it. Ayun. Unicorn.
Oh. Unicorn.
Hindi, ito ang para sa akin yan. Kung baguhan ka na gusto mo i-try out ang adventure bike, ito yung perfect na bike para bilhin mo. Kasi number one, presyo.
Yeah.
Ano yun?
328.
900.
999. Oh.
May
diba? Oo
nga.
Tapos, ito pinakamaganda. Yung suspension niya, fully adjustable. Yes. Saan mo mahanap ganong presyo, fully adjustable?
Ba't importante yun?
Importante yun kasi lahat tayo iba-iba ng weight.
Hindi ah.
Iba-iba ng height. Diba? Tapos, since mag-a-adventure ka, iba-iba yung iba-iba yung terrain na dadaanan mo. So, mai-accommodate mo siya depende doon sa paggagamitan mo.
Okay.
So, price, suspension, build quality, ano pa ba? Resale value siguro?
Malalaman natin.
Saka, friendly yung engine. Hindi yung parang gagamit ka ng 1250 kagad. Ano yun?
Kalokohan yun.
Ano yun? Nakaka-overwhelm power nun para sa beginner pa lang. Di ba? Hindi mo naman kailangan ng power ng 1250. So, ito yung perfect sa gustong magsimula on the budget. Medyo ang perspective is, hindi ko naman kailangan ng malaking bike. Mas maganda yung na-enjoy ko yung buong buong tour. Kasi yung iba, pag nagdala ka ng 1250, hirap na hirap na eh.
So, okay. So, let's go to Inigo because I kind of felt bad for Inigo. Okay, because we flew there. Lahat tayo naka-ride. We were able to do all of the stuff that Coach Mel guided us to. Pero si Inigo, every time pumabalik kami doon sa parking, umiikot lang sa parking. And then, kung ano-ano yung mga, ano, like, paikot-ikot lang every time dumadating kami sa parking. Doon ka lang na umiikot-ikot. Was it worth the, was it worth the trip?
Definitely it was worth the trip. Kahit okay. Hindi ako nakaride nung, if that, hindi man ako nakaride nung San Vicente, was still worth the trip. It was, even for me, thank you to CF Moto kasi for me as upcoming brand, parang just to witness an event like this is very big, very inspiring for me. And at the same time, bike-wise naman, na-try ko na rin siya noon nung nag-break-in ride kami. Kaya...
Hardcore hima yan, ha? Hardcore hima yan.
So, I mean, the question that everybody answered, what was your expectation and was it met?
Ako, ano, I'm at that school wherein, of all the adventure bikes, I'm at the 450 range because of my height.
You know, and you are, I would probably say, yung pinaka expert when it comes to all the things you can do regarding height adjustment. No, in the Philippines at this point in time, ikaw yung go-to, right? For the people watching, what yeah. You want to share your inseam?
So hindi ko sure, hindi ako ano sa inseam ko eh. Sukatin mo na lang ba? Pero I'm 5'3". So
alam mo inseam ko, hindi mo alam inseam mo. Sinukat mo nga eh.
In the records. So anyway, for me, the height of the Himalayan is what I'm looking for. So okay. It's an 800 mm height dapat. But aside from that, that height for me is extra confidence kasi. So I come from that wherein na max out ko naman yung Himalayan. So I try to put it as much off-road as I can. I also try to do as much road as I can. So ako yung talagang simula pa lang ng ride, wide open throttle na, habulan.
Kailangan mo.
Kailangan eh. So ako naman, when I look at the other bigger bikes, so let's say the T7, yung next ranges, lahat siya, it's too much of a bike for me. So I know when I go off-road and the style of riding that I really want, parang pahirapan ko lang sarili ko eh. So if I'll get T7, Tiger 900, subukan ko din, even the MT-800, it's heavy for me. So parang dun talaga ako naglalaro. So buti na lang, these models came out, the MT-450, pati na rin yung Himalayan. So it was like, 450 MT. Number muna. Guys, number muna. So,
all caps.
So, nung lumabas yan, it's either of the two that will, ano, parang, is it really an upgrade for me or is it worth an upgrade from a Himalayan? Parang ganun.
So, kahit doon ka lang sa parking, doon sa sand.
Yeah, kasi nakita mo yon.
And, you just use it around there. And then I saw you drop... How many times mo binaksak?
I dropped it 3 times because I was trying to play elephant turns with it. I was trying to see how I can manage the height on sand. Because the hardest... One of the hardest and trickiest terrains in adventure riding is sand.
And then, I mean, yung umpisa pa lang ng ride, sand na kaagad. Grabe, may nahuhulog lang palabas noon sa parking. So it's not... It's hard.
Yun yung assessment.
Oh, yun ang
kailangan mailabas mo yung motor doon.
Pero you just used it for like, I don't know, how many times and how many minutes just going around the parking. Tinanong kita, kukunin mo ba? Anong sagot mo sa akin?
Oh,
dyan lang sa parking. Bakit?
Because I knew what it can do na sa road eh before. And parang,
because you broke it kasama yeah, ka sa
kasama
break
sa break-in, right? So I already know what it can do sa road. I was really just trying to see if I can manage it on harder terrains like sand. So ayun. So I was playing around with it. And yes, I dropped it a few times. When I dropped it a few times, picked it up at once on a very weird angle pa. Bilis matayo. Sold.
Okay, last question about the bike before we go into the how this global event happened. What is the one thing that surprised you most about the bike? Okay, Nico.
Ako, I would say it's power. It's what we were looking for at that 400 segment. Na the Himo was nice. It has tractability. This one has tractability and had power. So it had sibat in my own terms. So it had acceleration. It also can hold good top-end speeds, decent top-end speeds at 130, 150 kung kakailanganin. Meron ka nung pang-overtake at speeds na ganon, which is, ngayon, on the tourings that we have done, very important. So the whole package basically is what really made me say it's a good bike.
John.
Ako, I already knew the specs eh. So, alam ko na yung...
And kamisado mo na yung makina.
Yeah, yeah. Kasi maraming beses ko na nagamit. What surprised me was the build quality. Yung plastics niya, it didn't feel cheap. So, there are bikes that are more expensive than this bike that yung mga...
Anong brand yan?
Sabi ka,
yung mga hand controls, alam mo na.
The game bet ko na naman.
Oo nga eh.
Pero ito hindi.
More expensive? That don't feel as
premium.
Talaga? Anong
kulay? Anong kulay?
Saan yung showroom?
Meron tayo dyan.
Sige.
Okay.
So the build quality.
Talaga. It's the plastics. It's really good. But of course, we'll find out after a few years in paint how it would stand up to, you know, the test of time. But as it is, from brand new, I would say that the build quality is quite good. Unlike with other bikes. Other bikes, kasi, pag hawak mo palang, kita mo yung plastics, parang cheap eh.
It doesn't feel like they cheaped out on any part of that bike.
Exactly.
But yun ang ano eh.
Yung event niya, hindi nila chinip out.
Ah,
yung bike pa?
Oh, busog tayo doon. Nung sinipa tayo, when they kicked us out of Seda, malungkot ako pare.
Nagkasakit ako nung umuwi.
Saan yung breakfast buffet?
Ang init.
Ang init, pero walang aircon dito. Ay, walang tubig sa labas ng Seda.
This is Derek. Hi, Derek.
Oy, Derek.
Sila Leia.
Oh, and Ma'am Leia. Dapat nandito kayo, Ma'am Leia, di ba? Aaron.
So actually, the main things for me, nasabi nila, especially yung nga, pag-upo ko, like, oh God, ganda ng build quality. It's so solid. Tsaka yung, actually, for example, kami, like when we were talking about expectations namin sa bike, yung sinasabi namin, like, kasi yung original Hima, yung parang thing about that na okay for beginners is that parang okay lang iwas yun sa trail kasi parang ang solid niya. So, ang solid pa rin talaga nung parang feel ng build quality ng 450 MT. Pero, magaan yung feeling when you're on it. Yun talaga yung parang striking thing about it when you first sit on it.
Oh, back.
Ako yung presyo.
Oh, bakit?
328 para sa 450cc.
Okay.
Na magandang suspension, magandang makina, maganda electronics.
Grabe, high tech. Right, okay.
Ano yun ha? Medyo game changer yun. Yeah, yung button na off-road mode.
Yes.
Na hindi mo nahanapin sa loob ng parang mag-MS-DOS ka pa sa ibang brand eh.
Alam mo.
Tsaka kailangan patayin mo yung throttle. Ito hindi, kahit nakabiret ka pero.
Ang daming nagta-turn off na nag-off-road mode sa kalsada.
Oh.
Medyo kamote style yung mga may nakita ako eh. Hindi ko sasabihin kung saan, baka sa Palawan 'yon. Pero ang sarap gamitin na naka-off yung ano, traction control sa kalsada. Okay, so Buck, do you agree na unicorn bike? Pikit mo na kaya, ma'am.
Ito ang ano ah, kasi bawat tao, iba yung definition ng unicorn bike para sa kanila. Mm-hmm. It might be a unicorn bike for me, but it's not a unicorn.
Is it a
bike
unicorn adventure bike?
Again, iba-iba tayo ng perspective.
Tangin na, politiko talaga.
Safe answer.
Pinipreempt mo, gusto ko gawan ng ano to, yung article. Eh. Kasi eto ang problema. Pag meron magsasabi sa internet na mag-announce na, oh, this is the unicorn bike. Pero sa ibang riders, hindi yun yung unicorn bike.
Okay.
Ito, sa tingin ko, ito yung unicorn bike para sa gustong mag-try out ng off-road adventure na discipline. Yan yun.
Okay. All right. So it's the unicorn bike for people who want to try like an FJ who've yes. never done it before.
Yes.
It's and I agree. Okay. So I did a lot of things on that bike that I never thought I would want to do on a 450. Diba? I mean, CRF, yung mga lighter bikes. Okay.
Yeah. May duro.
Oo, kasi pwede ko mo pigain, hindi nakakagulat. There's a lot of things I did on that bike that made me feel, uy, kaya ko to. It's just right. The power delivery is, it's linear and it is something that there are no surprises. You know what it's going to deliver.
The engine is very smooth.
And it's so smooth.
It's not vibey, even upwards of 150. Well, hindi masyadong ma-vibrate.
Ito yung bike na pwede ka pa kumanta habang bumabiyahe.
Yeah. the other thing that I noticed about the bike, there are a lot of these little things. So you guys talked about the big things, no? The weight, the suspension, but there are a lot of these little really, really cool things. One of the little cool things that I appreciate is the first thing I ordered for the Desert X was a place where I can mount my phone. Yung behind the dash. This one, it's built in na. It's got that silver thing. You just clamp your phone. Parang ano na siya? Anong tawag doon?
Sa rally.
Oo.
Kaya ng phone.
Tower. Parang tower na siya. The second thing, and I'm a geek, right? So, syempre dapat may mga accessories. The second thing that I really, really found cool, and Buck is the one who installed this on all my bikes, is a freaking USB-C port, right? Because
already has that.
I'm super happy with the Desert X, but the USB port doon is pang 1990s, 1 ampere lang. It won't even keep my phone charged if I'm using GPS.
Pang ano yun eh, yung lighter.
So you need the USB-C port is, for me, awesome. And it's got a USB-A port.
Galing.
So pwede ka mag-charge not just your phone, but your Insta360, your Garmin, and the most ridiculous thing for me is the fact that you can go from 800 mm seat height to 870 mm with minimal tweaking.
No, that's a change of seat.
Yeah. No, and then the linkage.
Yeah, but that's from the 800 to the 820.
Oh, hindi, ang pinag-uusapan yung height nung ano, variation nung height.
Yeah, yeah.
Hindi, oo nga, may...
Huwag muna but tayong technicals kasi binibentahan natin yung mga tao.
Hindi, binibenta ko na yung accessory seat.
In layman's term, maski ano height mo, kakasya ka ron.
No, kasi
inigo nga kasya.
No, I mean, it is ridiculous that you... I mean, what other bike can go from 800... to 870 without like buying without diba? Without
extension
or yung pang
lowering kit inigo si ano si Randy ano height nun
same
kayo pati insim sinukat nyo same kayo
sila nagsukatan
yun nga pag nagtagpo pareho.
Ano ang kagandahan niya? Yung mga bikes minsan ay binibenta, kunyari mga malalaking motor, accessories yung low seat height. Yung low seat, di ba? Ito, baliktad yan. Ang ino-offer na accessories, high seat. Oo. Pero kagandahan pa nga niya, which is yung kanina sinasabi nga ni Jan, kung sagad na yung 820 mo na seat, pwede ka pa magbaba ng 20 millimeter doon naman sa suspension. Ayun. So yun naman siya. Kaya ang kagandahan niya, kahit maliit or matangkad, pasok to sa motor na yon.
Oh crap, may nakalimutan ako.
Ano yun?
Ay, may ano, yung swag bag na binigay nila. Ang dami nilang binigay ng mga freebies. So, magpapamigay tayo today.
Ano wala sa'yo, John?
Ano yung kulang sa'yo?
Kulang yung
Paparinig, oh.
Alright, na. So, lahat ng mga nag-comment, I will pull one random thing out of the CF Moto bag and then you guys can pick it up dito sa Pod Network in Tiendecitas. Okay lang, Jeff? Okay, iiwan ko kay Jeff. Hanapin niyo si Jeff. So, comment and then Zeke will make a wheel, I guess, and we'll spin that at the end. Mark Sung is saying something about the fuel tank.
It's 17.5 liters, which is malaki yun. A good capacity.
Yeah, no.
Especially for a 450. Matipid siya sa gas, eh.
The other thing, so nag-ride in Palawan, there were other bikes there, and tinabi namin sa big bike, that was similar to my Desert X. And I was looking at it and they look the same size. So, kung, it looks like a GS tank from the back. Eh. So, I mean, if you guys are have insecurity about the size of your 450.
You have the size without the weight.
Ito, you have the size without the weight. Oh, ito. All right. This is from Pautoral. Yeah. From Alibay.
Oh!
All right.
Kape ba yan?
Ano yung dalawa na kape?
Pag hindi ka patent, kape ba yan?
Pakipasa.
Kablado.
Bigat. Thank you, Pao.
May paong nga akong kape.
Drop by Alibay in, where's that? That's in McKinley. In the
basta, ano to? Matcha.
Matcha.
Game.
All right. Okay, let's, while Buck is... Thank you, Ma'am Trina. Oh, so going back, Coach,
yo.
Special ba yung group namin?
Okay lang.
Yung group
kasi,
nyo?
Oo.
Tanong nyo kay Ma'am Camille. Kasi si Ma'am Camille, ibinigay ako sa ano eh.
Ano na?
Sa pinaka-special na grupo.
Oo nga eh. But, kasi feeling ko sobrang, I don't know if it's just me, but one, we had Pao, Tom, and yes. You making sure we were safe.
Yes.
All right?
All-star.
I mean, who's not gonna
All-star,
feel...
All-star, matitigas ang ulo. Basta naglabantay sa inyo.
Diba? Ayan.
Sorry, any tanong?
No. I was asking, special ba yung group namin? Kasi sino we had yun, Pao.
Sino ka group ulit?
Yes.
Ha? Huh?
Sino ka group ulit ba?
Sina... Group 1 kayo, group 4 kami. Okay, so, kasama namin si
Gino, Catrice, si Boy Negro.
Si Mark nandun.
Si Mark medyo bad trip eh. Ba't dito ako kasama ni Iba?
Ko, bakit Mark Sung kasama sa group na to?
Parang malungkot si Mark eh.
Si Ian. Nandun din. So, halos, ayan.
Si Negro.
Alex, alo. Alex, alo ng lifestyle.
Parang gusto ni Mark doon sa hardcore. Ba't kami nandito sa softcore?
Softcore.
Sarap ba? Thank you, Boss Pao.
Kasi kayo na yung pinaka-special. Ewan ko, tama ba Mang Camille? Ba't nga pala ako napunta doon?
Oh, and then si Coach Mel pa, yung head guy na sa amin. Bakit, Camille?
Coach Mel, yung mga VIPs natin.
Nah. Wow. Sumasakit sa ulo talaga. So,
oh
tama,
my God,
tama.
VIP si Negro. Pagkatapos niya, baki pagpalit 3 times.
Oo nga.
Alam ko, di sasama yan eh.
Negro, hindi ka VIP.
Same route naman, sabi ni Mark. Fake news. Yeah, because we akala namin before we rode out na it would be a different route mang hardcore. But everybody did it. So happy si Mark na nabudol niya si Gino at si Catrice sa check level 2. Anyway, alright. I guess the first question is behind the scenes na. Right? Again, for me, this was such an awesome honor to be part of a global launch of such, it's not just a global launch. It's not a global launch of a 125
it's the first
scooter. You know what I mean? It's a global launch of a highly anticipated, globally anticipated motorcycle. That's crazy. Paano nangyari yon dito sa, ba't dito sa Pinas?
Sino muna?
Teka. May nabasa lang ako ay na napanood. Sa buong mundo, first daw nangyari yung ganito, na ganong kadaming bike.
Media.
300 people. Mundo, 300 people. You guys brought first 300 though. People to El Nido.
First in the universe.
And pinabuffet mo lahat.
Breakfast, tsaka lunch. Lunch, tsaka dinner.
Oh. So, I mean, how did that happen? How did CF Moto make the decision? Was it because they really like adobo? paano nangyari yun?
Yung start, actually, Camille, kailan natin alamin? End of December, no?
Yeah.
Mag-Christmas na.
So there was, because initially the launch was supposed to be done in China.
Yeah.
And so they were already ready for it. It was supposed to be done in February. So I don't know if you've seen, well, actually a lot of
the videos.
People saw the videos where they were like putting it on sand,
yep,
snow.
Yep, yep.
That was the initial event talaga. And then I think they also realized that one, it would be better if they did it in the Philippines just because a lot of Filipinos speak English.
Ay, natanong ko yung three, tinanong ko si Neil ng three reasons kung bakit
who's
Philippines.
Neil? Neil Young.
Neil Young? Wow, galing. Yung singer?
Dapat may twang?
Neil Young. Young. Anong designation niya? Oh my gosh.
Anyway, somebody, one of the bosses
yes,
of CF Moto.
Yes, yes, one of the big bosses of CF Moto. Mamaya ako na sasabihin kung bakit Philippines. Mm. Pero yung start kasi, so yun, sinabi nila end of December, tapos tuloy mo, go.
Yun, they decided.
So after they announced the bike in EICMA?
After they announced the bike in EICMA, so November yun, and then mga bandang early December, we were told it was gonna be in China. And then, so we'd have limited yung slots and media, ganun. And then
si Gino lang naman papadala niyo eh.
And then
oh, yun. Totoo eh. Yeah. Totoo.
Yung sasabihin ng kapatid ko.
Excuse me.
And then natulog lang kami pagising namin sa Philippines.
Okay. Lugi tayo, wala tayo abs.
But yeah, I think one of the factors then is not, I think not to wash it.
Ay, si Gino
plus
lang ha.
Gino lang.
Walang plus one.
Diba? Para, sa, yeah, yung 450NK
na ginawa din yung sa Okada and yung sa Subic.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So I think they were happy with how that turned out considering na local lang siya. Tapos doon nila nakita na I think is feasible, that they think it's feasible na gawin siya in a global scale in the Philippines. So yun, mga end of December 29.
Okay, so January, February,
March.
Hey, it's Stan.
It's Ro.
Chino.
Emil.
And along with Rowan ASH, we are the Wrestling Podcast. We are the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast.
Each week, we talk about the latest happenings in pro wrestling. We give you takes from perspectives honed from years in the wrestling business and, syempre, as fans.
If you want someone to help process the feels about the different ganaps from WWE, AEW, NJPW, Impact, and more each week, you'll know what to do.
Tune in to the Wrestling Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It usually takes half a year, right? To do something
minimum.
Like this.
Minimum. Nabawasan yung, nakalbo kami magkakapatid. Nabawasan yung mga buhok namin.
Oh, naalala ko, ang susungit na nito pag pumupunta ng ano, kaperista.
Let's just walk past the...
Ay, Camille!
Okay.
Ganun talaga siya kahit hindi siya stressed.
Okay. So, Joanne, why the Philippines? Anong sabi ni famous singer?
Neil Young.
Neil Young.
Alam niyo ba si Neil Young? Ano, Pinoy?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ano,
oh, Tagalog na natin, Tagalog. Oh, bakit sa Pinas?
Sabi ni... yung pangalan niya ng ilang beses.
Ang Google Translator.
Then, tinanong ko siya, nasa Mambo kami noon. Kasama ko si Tristan, actually. Tapos, si Tristan kasi very ano eh, maka-showbiz. Give us three reasons why ganyan.
Well, si Tristan, also, again, like Coach Mel, global quality.
Oh. Grabe. Hands down, I mean, kami kay Tristan.
Organizer, MC,
NCDR,
dancer.
Diri-diri daw siya dun sa mga pinaggagawa niya. Anyway, hindi ko pa natin yung three reasons. Number one, very happy daw sila sa partnership with Motostrada. Yun yung unang-una niyang sinabi.
Is it parang, because of sales numbers? Is it because...
Feeling ko kasama
what makes them happy about working with you guys?
Feeling ko kasama na rin yun. Kasi nung nag-start naman kami with CF, ano talaga eh. Wala. As in,
they weren't like this in the two-wheel sector.
Yeah. Tapos talaga,
and that was like how many years ago?
2018.
2018. So 6 years lang. 6-7 years.
Tapos nung ano yun, kumuha na kami, nagbebenta na kami ng units, yung Motostrada, ano pa lang. Parang warehouse pa lang, hindi pa siya showroom talaga. As in may picture, naglumabas sa memories ko, yung kay Zach. Yung itsura pa ng showroom nun, kinoconstruct pa lang. Pero so parang, nag-take din ng risk si CF sa amin, technically. Mm. Parang knowing our history lang siguro, yung dad ko na we used to be distributors.
But you guys also took a risk on them.
Yeah.
Because at that point, ilan lang yung models nila.
Yeah.
Not tested, right? There are no long-term reviews yet of their bikes.
Actually, si dad, meron siyang gift sa ganyan eh. May eye siya sa ganyan. So yung dad ko, for brands. Parang ang gagawin niya, pupunta siya ng mga, ng mga conventions. Saan ba niya nakita? Canton? Canton Fair?
Canton Fair pa.
Nandito siya.
Oo nga, yung brother na. Nag-hi nga siya.
Oo nga, hi kuya.
Magkakasama sila ng parents namin. Nandiyan lang sila somewhere. Anyway, nagpunta atin. Camille Aikma ba or Canton Fair si dad nun? Parang Canton Fair.
Tingin ko Canton.
You know, it's hard lumitaw sa Canton Fair.
Tapos yung dad ko,
because everybody is there. From like the smallest China. I've been there. From the smallest China manufacturer. And you see the same bike over and over and over again with different brands. So ang hirap to find something that stands out.
May eye yung dad ko. Tinitingin lang siya ng bike. Pagaling siya na ganyan, silipin niya yung makina. Maganda makina nito. Kinausap niya.
Sabi ni Mikey, Canton Fair.
Canton Fair. Ayun. Ganun siya.
Kodigo.
Tumitingin siya ng, tinitingnan niya iba-ibang bikes. Tapos nakita niya yung CF Moto. Sinilip-silip niya yung makina. Ah, maganda to. May potential tong ano na to. Yun na.
And this was before their partnership with KTM. This was like,
parang sakto lang at
this. Just the right time, the right brand. So hindi sila kilala. You guys were starting out. Because maybe, if it was back then, you guys were starting out, and they're at this level, you probably wouldn't have gotten the brand, no? Baka. It was really timing.
Mahirap. Mahihirap. Marami na kaming kalaban. Hindi na siya ganyan. O, tapos yun yung first. Yung second was, very happy sila sa marketing ni Philippines. Lagi nilang ginagawang example si Philippines. Parang, for example, si Kuya Mike, before pinagsalita siya nung nasa Bangkok kami sa isang dealer's convention, na parang si Philippines ang gayahin nyo na marketing style, ganyan.
Role model.
Literally, ninanakaw nung ibang countries yung materials namin. Papalitan ng bansa, ganun. Ganun level.
What is it about your marketing?
Na ano kami, very obedient sa brand guidelines nila. Very particular si CF Moto sa ganyan eh.
Yung font, MT 450 empty niya.
Walang lumulusot sa akin sa
450 empty. Ilan beses tayo nagkamali eh. Palagi tayo
na 450 empty. Itutumba pa dyan eh.
Ataog ko siya. Pero ganun.
Okay, okay, so, okay.
Marketing. Yung third, parang yung sagot niya sa akin, parang, ha? Fourth yun. Parang pahabol yun eh. Yung third was, hindi, El Nido. Parang, have you seen El Nido? Parang ganun. Hindi naman kasi El Nido coach, di ba, yung plano natin.
Yung initial.
Yung initial namin.
Technically, sa Tarlac kami.
Pinatubo.
Pinatubo.
Yeah. Oh, mas mainit yun. Kawawa yung mga puti.
Nag-ano na kami. Nag-ocular tayo.
Nag-ocular na kami noon. That was February.
Hindi. No. January.
Alam ko, tama, January. At that time,
hinabol si isa ng kambing.
Hinabol siya ng kambing.
Hinabol ng kambing si Tristan.
May video ako nun.
Kasi merong isang portion doon na kailangan akitin ng motor. So, ang sabi ni Tristan, sige, coach, dala akong GoPro.
Human drone siya.
Tatakbo nga daw, human drone. Pagtakbo niya, pagdating sa taas, ang daming kambing.
Tapos nung pababa siya.
Pababa siya, hinahabol siya ngayon. Kaya, may video si Ma'am Camille siya sa Mang Duwag.
Oh, yun, guys. Toast kay Pao. Isang...
yan, yan, yan.
Thank you, Pao.
Thank you, Alibi. Motobox.
Ayan.
Sarap, Alibi Tendesitas Branch.
Ayan, sumagot si
Kuya Mike. Hindi ko masarap yung halo ng matcha at saka strawberry.
Ayan, according to Neil, El Nido felt like a special place and he wanted to make sure the world...
Pakikick out niya si Brando, ban niya yan.
Yes.
Wow. So, he had gone to El Nido already.
Ito nga yung nangyari. Oh, okay. So, nag-ocular kami sa pinatubo. Tapos kinausap na namin si Marriott kasi yun yung plan, pinatubo and then Marriott. Yung initial na ano natin, Camille, di ba parang magpo-project na lang tayo sa bundok ng 450 MT logo. Mm. Kasi sunset dapat, gano'n. Mm. So we're planning, ano, nag-book na ako ng, di ko alam, 200 rooms, nag-pencil book na ako for certain dates ng time na yun. Tapos biglang, ayaw, kulang daw ng wow factor. Parang hindi siya enough para mag-fly in ng US, ng Europe, especially sa Latin America. Wow.
Tsaka kulang yung route. Medyo technical. Okay sana yung kalsada. Pero yung sa technical course, nung kasama ka rin natin si Jin yun, no? Di ba si Jin?
Si Jin.
Nahirapan din si Jin dun sa ruta. Kasi lahat kami nahirapan. Okay sana may experience yung lahar. And we were trying to ano nga, kung ano yung pwedeng maging bentables dun sa lugar. Ayun. So, yun yung isa sa... Saka nakakita ng palaka si Hudson.
Tapos?
Patay na palaka. Ayaw na niya bumaba. Kaya ayaw na niya uli doon.
Daga.
Hindi, palaka.
Daga.
Daga? Oh, daga. Patay na daga. Tapos ayaw na niya bumaba ng kotse. Let's go. Time to go.
Uy, buti hindi sa Cavite ginawa. Iba makikita niyo.
Actually, yun yun.
Tapos afternoon, 'di ba, lumipad na agad to El Nido.
The next day.
The next kami naman.
Nag-drove sa palaka.
Daga. Patay na daga. Kami naman, nasa El Nido na kami ng time na 'yon kasi birthday ng anak ko. So nung dumating sila,
so nothing to do with motorcycles. It was the birthday of so anak mo yung ano, nag-convert.
Si Ethan. Hindi, parang pinagsabay na rin namin na parang darating sila. O sige, punta rin tayo El Nido, birthday naman ni Ethan.
No.
So nung dumating sila, pasakto pagkarating lahat, doon nasa beach kami nila dad. Nakahilata kami. Naglalaro, puro sunblock yung mukha ng tatay ko. Pagharap niya kay Hudson, shucks. Siya. May picture pa ako ng mukha ni daddy. Akala mo, pinulbusan sa dami na sunblock. So, ayun, pagdating nila doon, akala namin, actually ako, I was half expecting na sabihin na kala na mahirap na parang sa logistics pala.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
No, ganyan. Sinagot tayo ng ano, sinagot kami ng this is perfect, hala, patay.
Because El Nido, and on top of that, Holy Week.
wala silang Holy Week eh.
Tapos, dagdag mo pa, yan, sabi nga ni Kuya Mike, si Sid,
yung gumawa.
Oh, yun, direct Sid.
Akala mo talaga pwede siyang mayor ng El Nido.
Grabe!
Promote siya.
Siya yung ano, mascot.
Little mayor yan eh.
Di ba sa Japan, mga mascot bawat town, si Sid yung mascot ng El Nido.
Kailangan mag-mascot.
Gumawa siya ng sarili niyang deck. So talagang binenta niya.
Ah, global quality rin yun.
Siyempre.
Kompleto ng videos niya.
Oo.
Yung mga possible na ruta, edi saya nila lahat.
What month was it? This is
January.
So,
mag-second week na yata yung deck, no?
Medyo malawag.
So, second week ng Jan.
December 29. Yun yung pre-present natin. May meeting tayo. December 29. Tapos doon nila dinecide, okay, we'll fly there after New Year's.
Ah, okay.
Sabi nila, January 3. No.
Okay. So, before we go into it, so each of you, Lou, siblings, COOs, played a key role here. Ano yung mga roles niyo?
Sino muna ka?
Iba-iba.
Oh, si Mikey muna habang walang, pwede natin pag-usapan.
Oh, sige, sumagot ka, Kuya Mike. Mag-type ka dyan. Joke lang, nasa meeting. Hindi ko alam ba't kinakikinig. Di ba nasa meeting ka? Gulo-gulo mo. Nag-drive ka ba?
Type ka muna. Iinom lang muna kami nitong.
Pressure ka.
Anong role ni Kuya?
Ano pa role ni Kuya Mike?
Si Kuya Mike, siya yung
materials.
Sa mga materials. So,
lahat ng mga signages and all.
Si CF, driving home.
Drive? Stop typing. Oh my God.
MMDA. MMDA. Aryon, kasi si CF, may mga appointed people din sila na like, yun nga. So may, siya yung nagkikipag-coordinate sa the one that was assigned for material. So lahat ng mga brochures na nakuha nyo, yung mga key visuals, yung mga signages,
mga arrows, lahat
sa road riding, lahat na may kita.
Oo.
So basically,
wala ako taking road decoration care lang
of all of El Nido. That route is how many kilometers, coach?
That is,
more than 100.
97 pag hindi ka napapasok sa ibang route. Pero naging 100 plus dahil may Duli Beach, may mga ADV. Mga kung ADV Park. Kaya nagka-clock tayo ng 100 kilometers and more.
Because I thought it hindi na siya El Nido eh. Parang CF Moto Town na siya eh. Diba?
Actually,
basically, so Mikey tent, diba, made El Nido into CF Moto. Into CF Moto Village.
Exactly.
Okay. Joanne.
Ako sa...
Getting everybody wasted every night.
Hi, every night.
Important yung role na yun, ha?
Asan si Don?
Sa umaga, hindi ko nakikita si Joanne, eh.
Oh. Ay, lumalabas naman ako.
Nasa Mambo na.
Nakikita ko lang si Joanne sa Mambo.
Lunchtime, nasa Mambo na ako. Nagsisimula na ako. Grabe kayo, hindi naman. Mamaya nakikinig yung nanay ko. Maniwala siya.
Okay, okay.
Then, ano ba? Ako sa booking ng hotels. Yung pasakit sa ulo din.
A lot of...
So, tapos may iba pa na nag
a lot of stress dealing with the hotels. Yes. Lalo na because there's a water shortage, all of these infrastructure issues. Kasi El Nido... Sa El Nido?
Hindi, hindi namin na ano yun. Hindi namin siya tinik. Wala, sa Seda, hindi eh.
No, no, but I mean...
Hindi na experience yun.
Infrastructure issues. Well, in El Nido, generally, not made for something like this.
Well, na-limit kami sa hotels.
Yes.
Kaya siya naging two launches, technically.
Yeah. Dapat actually, yung plan...
Sabay-sabay lang.
Yeah.
Supposedly, one hotel lang. Ang plano dapat, kung nakuha namin yung buong Seda, isang buong launch lang to. Pero dahil sinabi sa amin ng end of December, dahil ang dami na nagbubok. Yung iba kasi, di ba, like a year before, nagbubok na, tas Holy Week. So, super peak season yon. Mabuti sana kung medyo patay na time. Uh-oh. Dahil super peak, 50% lang, 70 rooms lang nakukuha namin. Buti nga nakuha pa namin yung 70 nung una, sobrang konti eh. So, na-limit tuloy. So, iba yung hotels ng coaches, iba yung hotels ng staff, pati CF Moto staff sa ibang hotel. Nakaano kami, 7 hotels na magkakaiba.
And you had to book for 300 people.
Separate na, in total, yes.
Total 300 people. Different schedules, different ano.
Yeah.
So basically finding a place for people to eat and sleep was your...
Tapos merong iba pa na nag-overlap. Kasi like yung US, Camille, di ba?
Yeah.
Nag-extend sila kasi wala na raw silang mabook. Eh yung US, hindi naman sila pwedeng lumipat ng hotel dahil... media din sila. So, nag-extend sila.
Distributor.
Oo. So, nabawasan tuloy ng rooms yung second batch. Parang, gagawin ko dito.
Okay, okay.
Ganon. Si Camille ang pinakamasakit ang ulo.
Kasi, she had to deal with us eh.
Flights yung kaya.
Correct.
Oh, grabe. And may mga tao, na hindi nagigising, may perfectly good ticket na hindi umabot sa airplane.
Sino yun?
Tristan? Joke.
Ako, muntik na.
Oo nga pala si Tristan.
Si Tristan. Tsaka si Jeremy.
No, and the challenge was people were flying because it was Holy Week.
Yeah.
You had to look at like Puerto Princesa. You had to look at ways to shuttle people around, di ba?
Puerto was not an option.
Yeah, Puerto was not an option. As hindi pwede.
Hindi talaga
as
pwede.
As January pa lang, meron na kaming estimated list. So, nakikipag-coordinate kami with Air Swift. And they were able, kaya, I don't know if you noticed, if at one point sa March 23, naka-block out na lahat ng dates. You can't buy a ticket, so we blocked out dates talaga.
Tapos ang problem pa, ayaw pumayag ni CF Moto na, kunyari, di ba nagdala kami ng dealers? So hindi kami pwedeng magsama-sama na lahat ng dealers sa isang plane. Bawal. Kailangan magkakahiwalay sila.
Risk mitigation. Yeah. So may ganon.
Mas hiring sila bigla.
Okay, okay.
Kasi ginawa sa amin yun na nag-CF Moto Day tayo. Diba na dami natin sa isang plane na galit. Bawal. Don't do that. O di, hiwahi ngayon.
Wow.
Pero wala silang choice dito.
Pero wala silang choice. Airstrip na limited dito eh. Kaya yung plane nyo.
National security level sa.
Oo nga eh. Designated survivor.
Napanood ko yun.
The other challenge.
Iba talaga si Nilian?
No, because we were looking at tickets, no? For El Nido. And because of you, umabot ng 50,000 round trip. At one point, may isang date.
Hindi namin alam.
Oo! 50,000!
Grabe.
Hindi ako yun.
That's crazy.
Sana nag-Japan na lang kayo.
Sabi mo, hindi naman bibirin yung aeroplano.
Yeah,
pero yung mga international... Okay, so... El Nido doesn't have the infrastructure, but at least it's, you know, you've got the Ayala development, it's yeah. close to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
What about the international media having that to go through airport. NAIA?
Oh, yeah, domestic. Dito pumasok okay. sila Tristan.
Okay.
Yeah. Grabe sila Tristan. Hands down kami kila TR. Mm-hmm. Ay, grabe ginawa nila. Ang ginawa namin, international media, yung iba kasi, di ba, magkakaiba ng adlapag sa NAIA?
Yeah, NAIA some would fly in earlier then. Pero may guide din kasi ginawa si CF mm-hmm. Moto eh. So, I don't know if you... So, we sent, yeah, diba, like, that. A manual there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, that was sent to everybody. And then it said... It gave instructions, like, if you're flying in from these terminals, you just need to go to Terminal 4. Because once you're in Terminal 4, you'll see our staff already there waiting for you. So, I don't know if you guys noticed, may parang CF Moto
yeah.
booth
yeah,
na
yeah,
doon.
Yeah, yeah. They gave us the...
Yeah.
So, nakatag na yung bags nyo. Kasi, diba, if you've seen, malamang, nakita nyo yung sa El Nido, diba, ilalapag lang yung bags doon.
Mm-hmm.
So, para pagdating doon, sa Manila pa lang nakatag na, pagdating doon, color-coded na.
Yung, kung anong hotel, yung kung ano.
So, tsaka alam nyo na, for the event talaga siya, yung bags na yun.
Okay, so,
para madali, hindi magulo.
Again, this is a global event. And you guys exceeded the expectations of the CF Moto people. I asked foreign media. Kasi syempre tayo, we're hard to please, right?
Oo.
Mayabang tayo. Reklamador eh. Oo, lalo na sila.
Sino pinaka-reklamador sa inyo?
Si Buck.
Ayan.
But, ibang level yung foreign media. Sanay sila sa first world eh.
Yeah.
And I asked them, diba, what if you could rate this from 1 to 10, ano yung rating nyo? Sabi niya, 8 to 9.
Yeah. Wow.
And not only that, that guy I talked to, sabi niya, bibili siya ng 450 MT.
Wow.
So, I mean...
Ngayon ko lang nalaman yun.
Oh, congratulations. It was... his name eh. But yeah, we asked a lot of the ano, yung reklamo lang, yung init.
Wala na kami magagawa.
Sino na may problema
na yan? Mainit ang gear nila.
Oo, di na natin problema yun.
Di na natin problema yun.
Ako naka-ADV rin, pinahubad ni Coach Mel eh.
Barin mo yan, mamamatay ka.
Oy, akala ko ba safety riding, ba't mo pinapahubad yung gear?
Nagpalit lang ako, nagpalit lang. Ito ang downside dyan. Ito na yung bagong standard ng look.
Ay, nako.
Yari. So, ngayon.
So, next time we go to a launch.
Oh,
dapat.
Ay, ang pangit.
Dapat.
Walang pinalipad.
Alam mo.
Ay, ang pangit walang hotel.
Ay, nako. Ano ba yan? Hindi White Sand?
Ay, ako walang pre-breakfast.
Isa lang yung test unit. Hindi 60. So, you guys brought in 300
bigla
people.
Bigla lang ng media, you know?
And you, who, and you had to bring in how many motorcycles?
70? 72. 70.
And then, pati yung ATV, ATV ilan?
ATVs, they six? Were 7.
7.
So, we activated one pa for the event.
Tapos to Zivo. Palawan.
Yung mga Zivo
to El Nido.
Pa.
To El Nido. Oh, that went, oh,
oh.
No,
yeah.
Mas mahirap yung El Nido.
Grabe logistics.
Yeah. Grabe logistics.
Grabe, grabe. Okay, so, for you guys, ano yung pinaka-biggest headache? What is the most difficult thing about this?
May sagot ako pero hindi pwede sabihin.
Okay, sorry. Instead of what? Sino?
Mas lalong hindi pwede. Mas lalong
hindi. Yung mga prima donna.
Ako sa riding, ang naging problema ko lang kasi
si John?
They wanted... hindi. But they wanted to have their kumbaga yung video nila, photo nila. Pero alam mo, nakakatuwa sila. Very appreciative pa rin sila. Kasi, pinapakinggan ko muna sila eh. Marami silang gustong gawin. Sabi ko, sige sir, okay sir, what can I do for you? Sabi nila, I will want to have a shot na solo lang. Kasi, kung magkaibig, we were friends, but of course, we were, competitor din sa media. Media. So, ibang, ayaw nilang mga picture na magkakasama sila. So, ngayon, after nalang sabihin yun, tsaka ako papaliwanag, sir, we have a plan route, ganyan-ganyan, na kailangan. After this, meron naman kayong nakaschedule na sariling photo op din.
Sorry daw, sabi ni Negro.
Ayan.
Kasi pakaila meron siya.
O di, lagi na ako na sa akin yan. Ako leader, inaaw na sa akin. Mo-overtake pa sa akin.
Shout out to Chris na daw yung head coach.
Sa dulo, naubusan ng gas.
Ayan. O di, pero ang nakakatuwa, sila, medyo talaga meron silang gusto.
Pero hayaan mo lang sila magsalita. At the end of the day, tsaka mo i-explain kung bakit galon yung ano. And then, at the end, sasabihin lang, thank you for hearing me out. Kasi na-frustrate lang din sila na gusto lang magkaroon ng sariling materials.
Well, of course, I mean, these guys flew halfway around the world.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yun yung binabanggit nila. Ang tagal daw nila sa aeroplano. Tapos, pagdating dito, hindi ride lang ang gusto nila. Gusto nila magkaroon ng materials. Ano. So, naipaliwanag naman natin. Yun yung sa ride part. Yan.
Kinukwento nga ng iba, kinukwento ni Tom, di ba? Overtaken siya. Nung actually, sa group A to. Mas more on group A yung...
Sorry.
Tapos palabas pala, ano yun? Yung nasa kurbada, naka-wheely, nakatayo.
Oh. No, pero these guys,
grabe sila.
Yung foreign media, ibang level yung
pati yung riding
skills. Iba yung riding skills.
Because no fear.
These guys, start before they became media, they were motocross racers. Exactly. May career sila in moto sports. As opposed to dito, kung may camera ka, uy, media na ako. Di ba? Or kung may podcast ka. Di ba?
Relate ako dula. Kasi may nagpo-protesto sa akin dati, yung launch.
Oo, naalala ko yung kasama tayo nun eh.
Oo, di ba? De, joke lang. Blind item. Sasabihin ko sa iyo pag nasita
tayo. Mamaya pag off-air. Coach Mel, may fall guy pa nga, dalawa eh.
Oo, dalawa, di ba?
Sa position eh.
After the show na to. Okay. Joanne, ano yung pinaka... What is the hardest part for you? The most challenging? Part and person. Pwede rin person.
Wag, di pwede sa'yo. Pero ano, actually, isa lang. Yun lang, no, Camille?
I think the most challenging part was just ensuring that everything goes smoothly.
Ako,
kasi, siyempre,
sa kanya ganyan, everyone's happy. Lagi kong tinatanong, maya ako tinatanong, lalo na ako lagi ako nakabantay sa reaction ni HQ, ni CF Moto mismo. Niyakap-yakap ko na nga si Adjo. Hindi ko nga alam na yung pinashot ko ng tequila yung VP eh. Hindi ko alam na siya yun eh.
Lahat kasi pinashot.
Oh my God!
Lahat.
Nakapila yung shot. 14 na shot glass. Ganun-ganun lang. Hindi, pero ayun. Lahat sila very happy.
O nga, ninayaya tayo ni Joanne the night before the ride. Sabi ko, huwag tayo sumama kasi mag-ride tayo eh. Hindi tayo magigising.
Oo, pero after... Ako naman, after na lunch, na din ako uminom. Pagod na ako eh.
Yeah.
Rest na ako, rest.
Tulog na.
Teka, ano muna? Break muna tayo. Ano daw? Ready na yung Wheel of Fortune natin.
Ayun, okay.
So, mamigay na tayo.
Sandali. Pakita muna natin ano yung laman.
Teka. Mag-host si Inigo.
Ayan,
kanina go. Kanina pa walang imik dyan.
Oh, Inigo.
Sila ni Aaron.
Gusto na nga yung kape.
Inigo.
Si Aaron pabunutin mo, si Inigo mag-a-announce.
Yeah. Okay.
Teamwork.
Si Inigo malapit sa camera eh.
Abaliktad.
Before we show the wheel, Inigo, labas mo lang yung mga kung anong laman and we're gonna give away isa lang or meron pa, Joanne? May merch pa?
May mga para, hindi ko siya dala, pero pwede pa.
We'll do that.
Caps, siguro.
We'll do that on the show next week. Pero let's show, ito yung loot bag ko eh. Ang taba ko, hindi kasha eh. So, papamigay ko na lang yung bag. Ano yan? CF Moto jersey. Buck?
Ayan.
By Crafted.
Crafted is a brand ng CF Moto.
Yes, yun yung accessories nila.
Kinig ako!
Galing. Ayan. Ayan.
Ganda ng tela niyan.
Actually, ang sarap, maganda quality ng lahat ng laman ng bag.
Ang ganda.
Yay! Ito yung
show. Yan. Okay, what else is in the bag?
Ay, may isa pa pala.
Dalawa. Sinuot ko yan.
Pero gamit na.
Pero okay lang. Palaban nyo lang yan.
Dalawa kasi suligay eh.
Bakit pasok mo na? Ayan, dalawa.
Si Brando, pwede bang high fender pang
for ito yung mga nag-ride, nakakuha nito. Ito.
Ayan.
Pan-trail. Yeah, pan-trail.
Okay, so ginamit ko rin yan once.
Pakuluhan nyo na lang yung
pero, it's a limited edition. CF Moto, ano yan?
Insulated yung
Water bag. Okay. Camelback. Ano pa? Ano pa?
Ito from ano na, from sponsors.
Ayun.
Ganyan ang cap na yan. Kaya,
like, oh, yun suot niya, no? John.
Nakita niyo yung post ni Zach. Noong nag-announce siya ng, ano niya, ng wedding niya. Yan din yung suot niya.
Lapit mo, lapit mo back. Okay. So, everybody who got the ride, except for Nico, binigyan ni Sena.
Pero nakapag-island hopping siya.
Naka, binigyan ni Sena.
Sabi niya mas masaya daw.
Mas masaya.
Nang 50S.
Yes. Di ba, Jason?
So, ang dami ng 50S sa Facebook Marketplace. So, if you want a good deal on the 50S, you can go to Facebook Marketplace.
And Sena
shirt. So, may Sena shirt rin. And of course, may Sena teddy.
Ayan. Nakikita ko itong mga katabi ng mga aso ng aso ni...
Cute-cute kayo. Ni Katrice.
Actually, okay. So, I
sabi ko rin sa pusa.
Binigay ni Gino sa akin yung sa kanya. Kasi yung akin, ginawa ng sex toy ng mga dogs ko. Eh.
See? For dogs.
At saka wala nang mata. Yun ang ba?
Ganun? Wala akong ganun.
Wala ka ding bear? Kulang-kulang. Ano bang bag yung nakuha mo?
Hindi ko alam eh. Bakit yun?
Sinabi mo ba?
May mata pa, pero butas na.
Okay, so...
Hindi, may mata pa. May mata pa. Pero...
Butas?
Hindi, si Buck yun eh. Alright, so we're gonna give this all away and we're gonna give some other stuff.
Akala ko talagang butas. Kinabahan ako.
Yung tinago ko lang yung stickers. Kasi I want that for mine. Alright, so, sige.
Ayan, si Aaron yung pag-announce nyo.
Ah, Aaron.
Sana hindi mahirap i-pronounce yung kung sino man manalo.
Anong item?
What? What? Na, lahat na. Oh, para jackpot talaga.
A jackpot?
One winner.
Oy! Pwede.
Ay, di pwede na. Hindi na pwede.
Meron ka na lahat niyan. Eh.
Okay, spin again, spin again. So, binigyan nga tayo ng kape.
Meron ka. Ano siya niyan eh?
Binigyan nga tayo ng kape, ng alibay. Hindi... Oh, sige. Kompleto
na siya niyan eh. Sino kaya?
Si Jason Maligaya!
Jason Maligaya! Oh, yung OG! Kamote! Grabe!
Idol ko yan.
Sa sobrang OG, hindi siya kamote. Patatas yan eh. Congratulations, Jason Maligaya.
Sumo ako na magatid sa kanya. Pwede ko na
sige. Ikaw na magatid. Okay, get it from John Mendoza.
Sana punta yung ano, yung anti-nicknick lotion. Yun yung sobrang na-note
sa Zamboanga.
Attention to detail yun. May anti-nicknick.
Asan? Iba, ba't wala kang anti-nicknick? May anti-nicknick.
Iniwan ko sa hotel kasi baka kailangan ng iba. Wala naman nicknick dito sa Maynila eh.
But that's yours.
I know, pero wala naman nicknick dito so iniwan ko sa hotel para...
Si Don Joseph nabunot din pero wala na tayong ibibigay.
Huwag ka nang umano dyan. Tigil-tigil mo na yan, Don
Joseph. Alright, so back to the main screen, Zeke. Okay na. Done. We're done. We gave it all away. Kasi tinatamad ako magbasa eh. Pero we've got more stuff from the COO, Joanne, for next show. Yan. Yeah, so any you guys have any questions? Buck? Wait, tama na. May show pa tayo. Daldal kayo dyan eh.
Very John.
Oh.
Sorry
na. Oo oh, na eh. May mga tanong kayo about the behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes? Huh? Oh. Wala ka ngayon masagot kasi ang daldal mo.
Daldal eh. No, okay. Ako, key standouts were that freaking FPV drone. That was epic. Si Joffrey De La Haye.
Bakit wala akong kuha nung drone?
Ah, kasi, hindi, meron. Pero, kami ni Gino, pinainom namin si Joffrey. And then, kinaibigan namin si Joffrey. And then, minessage namin si Joffrey. And then sabi, uy, baka you have videos of 46. Ganon yun.
Mahina si John si masungit.
Si John mayabang eh.
Sungit, mayabang, madaldal.
Lahat. The complete package.
Meron ka ba? May shots ka?
Wala.
Sa drone?
Meron sa at kasama dun sa binigay ninyo.
O tiga mo, tapos oh, si Jan wala.
And then the other thing, oh sorry. We all had these numbers, right? Yeah. 46. And we had all of these awesome photos on the bike. And not only that, the geek in me was like, ang ganda ng Lenovo high-speed USB-C,
USB-A. Yes, talaga yun talaga.
Sobrang galing.
Panalo yun, panalo.
Ang daming freebies, pare. The Sena, the Lenovo USB drive, all the beautiful pictures. And those guys spent, like, didn't sleep. It was Derek E.
Yes.
And
the, CF Moto,
The CF Moto people.
Inisa-isa nila yung... Yes.
And that was, ilan tayo?
48.
Ako si 46.
I was 8.
46. So 48.
Yeah. Wala ka number.
So, and they took hundreds and hundreds of photos. Mm-mm. And they spent the whole night putting it on those thumb drives.
Yeah. Kasi checkout was the next short morning.
Out sobrang dami.
Oh. Grabe yun. Grabe yun. These are little things that made the event so successful. No? Kayo, may mga tanong?
Siguro lang, I think overall lang, yung overall na tanong talaga, parang talaga, how did you do it? Kasi, isn't only galing for a Filipino event, pero talagang
global.
Global. Oh, and yung one of the things that I really enjoyed is watching all the vlogs nung mga international media. Mukhang like, talaga,
nanonood ka ng mga.
Enjoy na enjoy sila.
Dami niya shinery.
Galing talaga, like nakaka-proud. Like, kumbaga, it's not, kumbaga, eh, parang hindi lang siya just good for you eh, but it was good for the country, the industry in general. Galing.
No, on that note, so, I'm a big supporter of Philippine motorcycle tourism. And I told si Cesar, kasi we were supposed to be in the Bohol Loop also, kasi but I told Cesar from the Philippine Motor Tourism Promotion Board
Idol Jason, this
about
we go to.
Ayun, kunin mo kay Jan, ha? I told Cesar that if you want to highlight Philippine motorcycle tourism, kailangan kulitin mo si Camille. No, I said you have to be there because you guys are brought in how many foreign journalists?
Oh my God, a lot.
Madami. Hindi, halo-halo kasi yung, ano kasi may distributors din per country eh.
Yeah.
Pero mga ilan foreign journalists?
Mga 30 countries.
30 countries.
Yeah.
And each country, Australia had multiple. There were multiple from each country.
30, so, I mean, 38, Camille.
No.
Countries.
Basta more than 30.
I said, this is something that you guys should not just be at, but you should support. Because you're highlighting the Philippines. This event isn't just to launch a motorcycle. It's to put the Philippines in the moto tourism map.
Yes.
Yeah, and yeah, and luckily, nandun si Cesar. And then he got the same... Tuwang-tuwa siya sa swag bag eh.
Actually, itong bag na to, pagdating kasi namin from Palawan, diretso kami na Apari.
Oh.
Dala-dala namin sa Apari pa to.
Wala, diretso tayo. Wala,
diretso. Sa Partakan.
Oh, sa Partakan.
Tuloy-tuloy.
Oh, yun. Other questions? Oh, baka may smart question ka dyan. Inigo.
Baya mo si Negro, ano yan? Wala, sarado, Negro.
Magkakaroon ba ako ng loot bag?
Ayos.
Meron ako.
Ako, may...
I have a question. I think I heard CF Moto is launching something again real soon.
Diyan naman eh. Oh, what? Yeah. Huh?
Oo nga. Kasi that's why you had such a short window, di ba?
Actually, oo. Yung pressure sa amin, pinupush namin sila na ano eh, na after, April na lang, di ba? April na lang. Masyadong maikli yung March, di namin kaya, blah, blah, blah. Ang sagot sa amin, pag hindi nag-launch ang 450 MT ng March, walang launch. Eh di, ano gagawin namin?
Wala. Force two.
Wala kaming choice. Na puwersa kami bigla.
Okay. So, anong bike yung next to launch? 800 MT?
Antayin nyo na lang kasi.
Okay, kailan? And saan?
Siargao to, Siargao.
Gulo nyo ah.
Wala kaming date. Pero
yeah, wala kaming date.
Basta this year.
Yeah. Actually, this year marami.
Yes.
Marami this year.
Kasi
kasama na ba dyan yung 3-cylinder at saka yung... four cylinder.
And mag-antay ka nga, basta marami.
Ang balita ko may ano, may
September at December.
May liter version.
Basta marami.
Yung 12 daw eh.
Okay. Again, it's made any motorcycle launch something that you can't compare. I mean, parang it's on a totally different level, right? Magkakaroon ulit ba ng global launch yung CF Moto sa Pilipinas?
Don't.
Or ayaw nyo na? No! Kami na lang lilipat sa Turkey. Si kami mami, na lang. Kami na lang lilipat
yung nanay
sa
namin. Ano. Ayaw ka na, pagod na ako. Yung nanay ko. Si mami ayaw na, quit na. De, ano naman siya, very happy din naman yung parents namin. Mm-mm. Pero, Philippines?
We don't know. De, kasi the whole point of this event, parang KCF, like the reason why it was as it was, parang their focus wasn't just on the riders. Parang, whoever is there, regardless if you're media, if you're riding, if you're not riding, kung distributor ka, they want you to have like a complete experience. So if you don't get to ride, at least
may island hopping.
May
ka.
Island hopping ka. You get to see the beauty of El Nido.
Makapag-tequila ka sa island yun. Hopping.
So, kaya, tsaka si CF, doing may mga lunch din. Lagi silang painom after, ganon, dinner, as in very well taken care of. So, yep. As to whether we'll do this again, diba I don't know. Wait, wala pang 1 month after the event. Wait lang.
may PTSD pa itong mga to. Nanginginig na.
The reason we took our time to organize this show is because I wanted Camille and Joanne to have a little bit of rest before.
Di ba may in-invite tayo mga shrink? Papapasokin na ba?
Oh, yung mga mental health specialists. Oh. All right. Any last words, guys?
Last words.
Words of wisdom. Any words of
parting
wisdom?
Parting
words.
Ano?
Last words, though.
Ako siguro, I would just like to say again, congratulations, Moto Strada, CF Moto Philippines, for making the first and only motorcycle global launch dito sa El Nido, and not just doing it, but doing it at a level na at par or even better than what happens abroad. So, we're very happy and also, kudos. Very happy with the bike also. Galing. Galing CF Moto.
Galing.
Yay. Yay. Thank you.
Congratulations thank you. And really thank you for sharing the experience with me. So,
sa parking lot.
Sa parking lot.
And sa bangka. And sa...
Tuwang-tuwa pa ikot-ikot doon sa parking. Like, I've never been seen anyone so happy just going around in circles.
And then
dropping the bike and then happy ulit, sasakay ulit, and ikot-ikot.
Iba-iba tayo, may video ka ba?
Meron.
Ipopost ko sa porn na talaga ko, short guy on parking lot.
Oh, Gino, tapos na.
Wala na, may nanalo na.
Tapos na.
All right. So thank you for bearing with us. For bearing with lahat ng kakulitan namin, lahat ng demands namin nila Gino ni Mark. I know the three of us were a handful, but imagine 300. It was epic. And yeah, I mean, I had a blast. You guys are going to be launching the bike
in Makina.
Yes, Makina.
Yes, first April 26th.
Yeah. April
26th.
Oh. 5 p.m. And it's going to be available. When can people buy the bike?
May breakfast ba doon?
May sedang malapit doon.
May sedang malapit doon.
May sedang malapit doon.
When will the bike be available for people to buy?
Actually, pag-uusapan muna namin if we'll be accepting reservations sa... Pwede? Hindi sa Makina.
Oh, sa...
Yeah, pwede kasi pwede. Na-accept yeah, always, na kami. Yeah.
We always naman eh.
But, tapos, ang release niya ay...
The Monday after Makina. So, yeah. April 29.
29. So, yes. It's gonna be in your dealers, in your distributors nice. Na. Ready to go. So,
yeah.
Pila na tayo, Inigo.
Oh, wow!
Sulit yung mga bagsak-bagsak.
Sulit naman daw yung pag-iikot niya sa parking lot hanggang gabi.
matibay, di ba?
Galing-galing mo,
Emil. Okay, next week! Next week, anong episode natin next
week? Malay. Tapos na. Wala I mean, ba? This is the great way to end the whole show.
Wala na.
Tapos na. I mean, we did a global launch. We did CF Moto.
Mag-retire na tayo.
No.
Wala na. Sold na raha. Lahat.
Hindi ko. Pakibasa. Pakibasa.
Thank you, CF Moto.
Solid experience. Sana lang mabenta nyo na po lahat yung mga demo unit para wala na pong manghiram sa Feb 2025. Sana magbilihan FJ na po sila.
Ano?
Or the FJ.
Oh, John, may FJ seal of approval. May FJ seal of approval. Diba?
Oh. May conspiracy theory din kasi para sa
FJ. Ano sponsor ko yung ano, FJ Moto eh.
Ay, may beta nga pala. Beta launch tomorrow.
Ah, o nga, no?
Yan. Ano yun? Basta ayan, para sabi, para wala namang hiram sa Feb 2025.
Para lahat naka 450 MP na sa...
Kasi pagka hindi na benta lahat yung demo unit,
maghihiraman na lang.
Pupunta sa inyo yan. Manghihiram lang mo ito. Wala na.
Ah, oh, oh, yeah. The demo units, ubos na.
Wala na sila. Hiram yan.
Ha?
Wala magpapahiram, nagsungit na kagad.
Wala.
Sabay pa.
At saka... The 60 units, the 60 units you brought in, they're all gone.
Wala na.
Ubus na.
Bili na lang.
Sayang.
Bili na lang ng brand new. Kalahati yata na ubus doon kay Sid, sa La Cochero, sa Kilamay. Ubus na bago dumating dito sa Maynila.
Yeah, marami pa rin dito. Pero ubus in parang kalahati one day, gano'n. Wow.
Balita ko, magaling yung ano eh, nagbebenta noon holiday.
Yeah, actually, it's a testament to how well the 450 MT performed in Palawan. Kasi yes. Actually, most of the guys who tested the bike, binili nila yung mga demo units. Even the journalists, nabanggit niya ni iba kanina, yung mga ibang journalists doon sinasabi, pagbalik daw nila sa kanila, bibili na sila.
Actually, naiinis sila eh. Yung mga foreign media na may palalabas doon sa kanila.
Oo.
So, swerte tayo. Not only did we have the global launch, but we have a medyo earlier release than the other countries.
Yes. Yeah.
Mas swerte yung ano, yung mga namili na.
Oo. Wala. Wala pa. Wala,
wala
pa
ba? Kanila. Multiple ba?
Nabili na, pero wala pa sa kanila.
May picture
after
na.
After ako,
na may picture na kahapon.
Ako,
chika lang.
Ako, bibili na. Bibili na rin ako. So, I mean, this is the first time I've demoed a bike. And then, the minute it's available, I'm gonna get it. This is the first time.
CF bike you've tested.
And this is the first CF Moto bike I've ever tried.
Laging Pujo.
Oh, Laging Pujo. This is the first CF Moto bike I've ever tried. It's the first demo bike that I've ever like, all right, I want to buy this bike. Because it's so affordable. Diba? It took me... 5 months to decide on the Desert X. Demo unit pa yung binili ko.
Ito 3 days lang eh.
Ito 3 days lang.
3 days, 2 nights, and tequila.
So, 2 nights and breakfast.
Like I said, we're not, I'm super biased. This is such a great crew. The technology's awesome. The bike is the right bike. We had a blast, obviously. So again, thank you. The Luz, the COOs, and Motostrada, Tito Boy, and yeah, everybody who made this such a great event. You know, Sid, Coach Mel, Coach Pao. I mean, that, it was such a... All of these people gave their all, no?
Yeah. Actually, natuwa kami because we were able to include so many people in the industry for this event.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, as we wanted to bring in as many people that we could. Actually, a lot of people that were with us, like Sila Motorcycle Cinema, they started with us 2022. Sa 800 MT launch video.
Yan ba yung una nila?
Yes. So after that, tuloy-tuloy na videos with them. Mm-hmm. So, yun. Like, a lot of, like, all of this wouldn't be possible without everybody that we've worked with throughout the years.
Family and, talaga. Yeah, tama super. Si Pao. And yeah. It's the CF Moto fam.
Yes.
Trifecta. Sila Tristan.
Mm-mm. Grabe. Sila, galing-galing nila.
Gusto kong makita si Tristan sumasayaw.
Ulit?
May video ako.
May video din ako. May video din ako.
Pero nung pinakita ko sa kanya, sabi niya, kadiri.
Pa-telegram naman para high-res.
So, I mean, yeah, everything, it was incredible hard work. It was years of what you guys have done, have been working on, and it just happened. Ah, Toto. Sana nandun si Toto.
Ay, ang dami kong pictures ni Toto po post.
Wala, wala siya ron. Wala siya ron. Wala siya ron.
Picture ni Toto. Picture lang niya.
Yung ano, yung bata pa siya, yung mga diaper.
Grabe ka.
Oy, Gino, walang ganyanan. Walang ganyanan, Gino. Okay. This, now that's a great time to end the show. Thank you, everyone. Medyo ng overtime na kami. Thank you, Zeke. Good job. Good job.
Oh, ito, ito. May last words ako. Any bike is an adventure bike. As long as CF Moto.
Yeah. Walang video. Walang video.
Thank you, Motorcycle Cinema.
Thank you, Leia.
Thank
Derek.
You, Ma'am Leia. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Trifecta.
Thank you, Rubina.
Oh, thank you, Ma'am Vin. Oh, yeah. Rubina, thank you, GoTime back.
Oh, si GoTime back, bibili daw.
Ah, talaga?
Oh.
Si Raymond?
Raymond, bibili yan.
Pahiram natin, pahiram natin. When we get ours. Thanks, Kuya Mike.
Kuya ng bayan.
Huwag ka mag-text and drive.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.